Blog Talk Radio.
Struggling with your hope? Well, you know, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, you know, you're hitting the nail right on the head, and wow, is that a great question. Well, you know, let's go on a journey of discovery together. Let's grow together on this Motivational Monday and explore this very question. Are you ready? All right, we're going to prepare to dive right on in.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I so love Mondays. You know, I love when we're able to come together and just really soak with one another on the airwaves. And so, you know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win with yours truly, Coach Adams, Master Motivator. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful, and I want you to know that we encourage you, our global listening audience, if you have missed any of our past show installments, we want to encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, our on-demand library is really filled with great richness, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week right here on Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You. So at your convenience, always available. All you simply have to do is go ahead and take this down. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win, personally and professionally. Well, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject, and then we're going to open up our broadcast up for your audience participation. You know, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's installment, and we want you to know that we truly appreciate the interaction, so we encourage you to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Our global listeners, don't be shy, because we love to hear from you. It adds another layer of richness to the program. Before we jump into today's topic, we want you to help us out. We can't continue to grow without you. So we're asking that you take a quick moment, invite someone to share in today's program with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, send an email, whatever you need to do. I think you get it. Bottom line, support us with expanding our outreach and invite someone to share in the programming with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, as I stated at the top of our time, it's time to shape up and win. And today in our Shape Up series, we're looking at maintain a hopeful perspective. Maintain a hopeful perspective. You know, when I think about my journey and how fortunate I am, I have had the opportunity to literally travel around the globe, and in some cases, I've been fortunate to go to places that people would only hope to go once, and I've gone multiple times. In some cases, maybe didn't have something on my bucket list, but I ended up going and experiencing just an amazing gem on my journey and my travels, specifically with my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I serve as the Global Master Trainer for Al and Hattie Hollingsworth for their Boss the Movement and Boss Masters program, along with Vertical Leap. And for probably about 6 years straight, I had the opportunity to travel with my mentors. I went from no passport to a passport with a lot of stamps in it because of the various places that we have been able to travel to. And, you know, for me, it's so interesting because once upon a time prior to my travels, things would happen around the world, and my heart would, you know, feel the impact of that because of just that humanitarian heart, and something's going on and you don't want to see people suffering, right? But since I've been able to travel, it's so interesting because when I hear global news, oftentimes it impacts me a little bit differently depending on where that news is being reported, simply because of the travels that I've had. There are a lot of different places that not only have I been able to travel to, but there are a lot of places that I actually literally have spiritual family around the globe. And I'm not just saying, you know, it's kind of abstract. I don't know the people. I can't call them. I can't touch base. We don't stay in touch. I'm saying people that literally I am in touch with, I am connected with. When I hear of things happening in the Philippines, Indonesia, it affects me. When I hear of things happening in Haiti, it affects me. When I hear things happening, and I can go on and on because of the different places that I've been fortunate to travel. And most recently, the news around the Ukraine. Believe it or not, I have been to the Ukraine. And so with the latest news headlines of Russia's invasion into the Ukraine and the conflict, the struggle to maintain hope, you know, in a region that has literally is going through great trauma, great turmoil, it really affects me. And it affects me because literally I am in touch with people and have connected with people in that region as recent as within the past 30 days because of the wonder of social media. I'm literally in touch with individuals that are in that region. And, you know, I think of one individual, met them because I went to the Ukraine with my mentors. Oh, my gosh, it's probably been about 12 years ago now. And this heaviness is because of the fact that I know people there. I know people in the region. When we had the opportunity to go to the Ukraine, and it's so interesting because literally we were there around this very time. The first trip, or one of the trips, we traveled to Belgium, and then from Belgium we went to the Ukraine, and I've been fortunate to go to both areas twice. But literally because of social media, you know, social media, they'll send you the little memories and say, woohoo, look at where you've been. And last week I got a reminder of being in Belgium. So that means that right about now or in the next day or so, my reminder of being in the Ukraine is about to pop up and give me the memory of that. So it's so interesting, it's so interestingly profound to me what the headlines are and what's going on. It really is. And as I was stating, that one individual that I connect with from the region, I remember meeting this individual. They had not yet gotten married. They've since gotten married. They've since had a child. And I'm living life with them through social media, connecting with them, giving love taps and all of that through social media. And now my heart thinks about them and wonders, are they okay? What's going on? How are they, someone that I know personally, how are they affected? You know, I think of the pastor that was our host in the region. I know that he, the last I heard, was doing well. There was a message that he had sent out. So I know that he has sent out a communication saying that he was well as of last week or thereabouts. But the others that I connected with, I think about, we had an interpreter that I stay in touch with because the Ukraine is a Russian-speaking nation, and so we had to have an interpreter. She and I stay in touch, and I'm wondering, how is she with all of what's going on in the region? And so, you know, for me, this is not something that's just happening at a distance. It really isn't. It's something that is happening in that because I personally know people in the region because of being fortunate to travel, the power of, you know, the impact, it's great because you see the images and the headlines. And I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, what in the world does this have to do with working my vision, achieving my goals, and living my dreams? Stay with me. I am literally working up to that because we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, maintain a hopeful perspective. I'm highlighting in this moment to build into our discussion and where we're going, so stay with me. But just follow me as I'm sharing and unpacking this information and where we're going with you. So, you know, as I was saying that, this is something that hits home for me. It really does, because of the personal relationships that I have, the individuals that I know. So my heart aches. And with all of what has been going on, you may not be in the Ukraine. You may not be affected by what's going on in the Ukraine. But without question, you have been going through something in the past 2 years or so. You really have. There's been a struggle for you to maintain your hope in the midst of all of what's going on. This is just the latest highlight in the media. And so if you're struggling with your hope, I want you to know that I wanted to give you some thoughts and some nuggets that you would be empowered on your journey right where you are for the purpose of staying in the right zone, the right space, so that you can continue to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams despite the adversity going on, despite the struggle and all of that. Now, your struggle may be different. It may be different layers, and that's understandable. But I want you to know that the bottom line is that many have been struggling. And if you said that you've been struggling, know that I would understand. It's real. I get it. But just because you may be struggling, it doesn't mean that you have to settle and rest there. And that's what I was leading up to in sharing my travels and sharing, you know, the effects of the Ukraine, the people that I know specifically, in bringing that back down to where you may be. Maybe you're in the U.S. and so, yes, you've been dealing with the pandemic and loss and financial challenges and all of what you've been dealing with, whatever that may be. The bottom line is that, and for those of you that are regular listeners, you've heard Coach Adams say it time and time again, that life is laced with adversity, and the question is, how do you handle it? And so I wanted to give you some thoughts to maintain a hopeful perspective. Because when we can maintain a hopeful perspective, we're now able to make a shift in the midst of the trauma, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of all of what may be going on, the circumstances and the stuff. And that's where my heart is for you today. Because I know and I recognize we can't avoid issues from happening. They're going to happen. And I assure you that we're going to hear about more happening. But the question remains, how will you navigate through the issues of life, the adversity, the stuff, and maintain a hopeful perspective? And so the first thought that I want to give to you, and this comes from my counseling mindset of being a peer counselor, that you must be okay with what you're feeling. And you must share your feelings. Share your feelings to someone that you trust, that's a trusted space, and letting them know that we'll not judge you for how you're feeling, that will simply give you that zone, that space, that safe for you to express how you're feeling. Because so often we don't have that safe space to express how we're feeling. And we continue to press it down and press it down and press it down, and we don't deal with how we're feeling. Now, please understand that I'm not saying that you would settle in and set up a tent and make your home in how you're feeling. But what I am saying that it's healthy to share how you are feeling. It's healthy to express that, you know what, I'm struggling right here. I'm in a moment. I'm going to recover, but I'm struggling. I'm having a little moment. Don't press it down and act as though you're not affected. your humanity, it's natural for you to be affected by what's going on. The key is not to allow it to take you into this downward spiral and you keep spiraling down and you stay in that place. You rest in that place. But it is very healthy. Just as though when someone's going through a season of grief, you must purge those feelings. And there are several stages of grief. And so that's why I'm saying it's important to express it so that you're able to release how you're feeling in a safe space. So now you're able to be free. That space is now free for there to be an infilling of hope. And that is the first way in which we can maintain a hopeful perspective in the midst of. Because if you don't process through whatever you're feeling when it comes to you, working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams, you're going to come from an empty place. And you're not going to be any good for yourself, for the people around you, for the people you may serve, vision, for your goals, for your dreams. You're going to be in such a place of emptiness. And so this first area of sharing your feelings is about, and I often give the illustration because, I love to travel. We just established that. That when you're on the plane and they give you the emergency information, if there's a loss of cabin pressure, what do? I know you're saying it already right where you are, right? You put the mask on you. And so this ability to share your feelings is about putting the mask on you, allowing yourself to have that authentic and real moment of, I'm struggling. But again, hear me. Don't settle there. Don't settle there. Touch it, deal with it, because you don't want your head to be in the sand, and then move beyond what you're feeling. Acknowledge it, and now move beyond. One of the ways in which you can move beyond is to pursue hope. Look for hope around you in different situations. Pursue hope. Seek it out. Look for it in unexpected places. Appreciate it in the world around you. So pursue hope. Look for it. And I mean, be vigilant about looking around to see, ooh, can I find some hope? If you look hard enough, guess what? In the midst of life's storms, hope is still all around you. It really is. But we have to be more intentional than in other seasons and times where we need to seek it out, look for it, pursue it, hunt after it. And that's where I want to encourage you. If you're struggling right now because you're feeling hopeless, then you need to look for hope. Pursue it. Seek it out. Do whatever you need to do to find and to capture and to catch a glimmer of hope somewhere unexpected. Maybe it's in just sitting on the beach. For me, I am a true Southern California girl to the core. I tell you, I am really a true Southern California girl to the core. The ocean cruising along the coast never gets old for me. Absolutely never gets old for me. It's actually very therapeutic for me. And that's why I said, whatever that looks like for you, and it's different for each and every one of us. But the bottom line is that when you're struggling, you're battling, and you're trying to, you're really like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling so hopeless. I mean, do you see all of what's going on? You know, I had a coaching session today, and one of my clients was like, Coach Adams, do you see what's going on? And I said, yes, I do. I see what's going on. And I shared with them, I said, not only do I see, I feel the heaviness of what's going on. And they didn't know that I had traveled to the Ukraine. People are often surprised. I remember when I shared with my mom that I had the opportunity to go to the Ukraine. She said, really, you're going to the Ukraine? Why? I've heard it's dark and cold there. We laugh about it today because realistically the reality is it was actually an amazingly beautiful journey. That the first time I went, I didn't know what to expect. I really didn't. And I went and I was looking forward to going the second time. Why? Because I had had such a great first experience that it was like, yes. And I must say the heart of the people that hosted us, oh my gosh, just the heart of the people stands out for me. You know, for years I had been doing vertical leaps in the U.S. with my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, and I was just used to just getting in there, you know, doing what I needed to do, moving chairs, setting the environment, whatever, right? And so I remember this one individual, and there again, the hospitality of the people, it was like, no, we're going to take care of this for you. You don't have to do that. And so I'm moving chairs. He said, tell me what you want. I said, okay. And they just got in and they did it. They had the heart of servants. They really, and such an appreciation. You know, we oftentimes take things for granted. And so when I think about that, those are memories that are branded on my heart. And so when I say pursue hope, look for hope in unexpected places, that may be different for you. I don't know. Maybe it's you're sitting at the park. You see a dog and, you know, people laughing and that lifts your spirits. I don't know. Whatever it is, as I stated to you, for me, it's sitting on the beach, seeing a sunset. That, you know, shows me that there's something greater, there's something more. The vastness of the ocean shows me that there's something more. And so I want to challenge you to pursue hope. Look around you and allow yourself to recognize those moments. Because in every day, there's some level of challenge. There really is. There's some level of challenge, but we must create in the midst of the challenge. We must look for hope in not just today, but every day. We must look for hope in our daily routine. We have to search it out. And notice that when you are able to, I love the book by Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama, right? The audacity of hope. Do you have the audacity to hope in the midst of life storms? That is a question that you must evaluate and ask yourself. And so as we look at this maintaining a hopeful perspective in the midst of life's adversity so that you're keeping your mind in that space of where it needs to be to work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live your dreams, whatever that may look like. Number one, don't forget. Number one, let's go back. What did we say? Share your feelings. That is healthy for you to release what you're feeling. Don't allow it to be bottled up. Because when we allow our feelings to be bottled up, I think about a soda can. If you were to shake that soda can up and then you open it, everything fizzes out almost like a volcano. And that's what happens when we don't allow ourselves to process through the real feelings that we may be feeling. But again, as I stated, you don't settle there. And then we have to pursue hope. We have to look for hope. What makes you feel hopeful? I shared what makes me feel hopeful. If you're on the line now, I welcome you to chime in. I would love to hear your thoughts. And so I'm going to open our lines. Our lines will be open at any stage in today's programming. And so I want you to know that we invite you to interact, to share your thoughts, to share in the discussion. Maybe you have some nuggets that you feel others would benefit from, some thoughts around some of what we're sharing. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. The next that we spoke about, in addition to sharing your feelings, pursuing hope, we have to cultivate optimism. Cultivate optimism. And when we're talking about cultivating optimism, you know, I have to ask you, when life presents you with lemons, what do you make? When life presents you with lemons, do you throw the lemons away? Or what do you make? And I love that we have a caller. I'm excited about this. We're going to pause here. Caller, we invite you into the conversation. Area code 707, last four digits 2214. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today? Caller, are you there?
Can you hear me, Coach? Can you hear me, Coach?
Oh, I can hear you now. Yes, go right ahead.
Good evening. This is Lady Tabitha Code. I was just calling, Coach, to say thank you for being consistent. Thank you for the subject matter that you're talking about, hope. We all need a dose of encouragement to keep hope alive. And then also being relevant and bringing in the current world news. And I remember you going to Ukraine and Mr. and Mrs. H. And so my prayers go out to all your friends. I have some friends there as well. So thank you, Coach. I just wanted to chime in, let you know I was listening, and you're definitely bringing me hope and just stirring my my joy bells up with hope. So thank you, Coach.
Oh, thank you, Lady Tabitha. I so appreciate it. You know, on the subjects that we've talked about so far, since I have you, do you have any additional thoughts around, you know, maybe sharing one's feelings, pursuing hope, or cultivating optimism? Anything that stands out for you that you would like to share, I welcome it. No pressure, but I just wanted to give you that opportunity because I know you are a woman of such great wisdom and insight, and if you had some nuggets to share, I welcome them at this time. That's why I opened the line.
Oh, thank you, Coach. Bless you. Something that's becoming very profound for me as I become more seasoned, we'll put it that way, is that I'm really trying to enjoy the process and understand that it's not a the hope is not a destination for me. It's every day, the process, and pursuing it. As you said, I love the way you said pursue it, but really embracing, enjoying, and knowing that's what I should be doing, not like it's going to magically just pop up, but the process of pursuing hope is really profound for me, and that's what I'm doing every day of my life, you know, so that I don't allow my fire to go out, you know. So pursuing and understanding that it's a process. It's not a destination. Mm-hmm. It's every day, every single day when I rise and when I set to pursue hope and understand that it is a process. I'm finding that everything is a process, Coach.
Yes.
So that would be my words of wisdom today.
Oh, I thank you for sharing that.
It takes the stress out of life, you know, on every level. If you just say, okay, it's a process. I'm looking at happiness and joy as a process. Marriage is a process. Eye-opener for me is like, oh, wait a minute. My immature mind or lack of experience mind told me that I was on my way to a destination. And then that, no, we're in it every day to enjoy the process, to pursue the process.
I love that. And you know why I love that, Lady Tabitha Coden? I thank you for sharing it. Simply because we're in such a microwavable society that we often don't focus on the fact that the journey is a process, because we are so about the event, this event, that event, and we lose track of the fact. And I love how you connected that, just life in general, a relationship, whatever it is, marriage, it is a process. It requires the daily effort in the direction of that. So I thank you for sharing that. That was really profound and great richness that you have added to our conversation today. And I so appreciate you being a regular listener, being a great supporter, one of my greatest advocates, not only of the Coach Adams brand and Win International, but Motivational Monday. So thank you. At any stage, if you determine that you want to chime back in, please don't hesitate to hit 1 on your keypad. I'm going to ask you to hit 1 now to remove yourself so that if you want to give another thought future as we go into the other bullet points, you're able to do so, and I know that it's fresh. But to those of you that are listening in, I want to remind you that we are here on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Coach Adams, and we are on a journey right now. We are talking about, and I love this, how do I maintain a hopeful perspective? Maintaining a hopeful perspective. In the midst of life storms, how do I do that? And so we were talking about and getting some nuggets around this very topic, and I have about a half a dozen that I want to share with you. We've talked about 2, and we were moving into the third. The first one, of course, just a recap, and I am being intentional about reminding you and sharing it because I hope that every time I speak it, you begin to see it in a different way. So share your feelings. Be okay with expressing how you feel and where you are with the adversity that you may be facing and dealing with. Pursue hope. We just spoke about pursuing hope, recognizing that the journey is a process, that it doesn't happen overnight. I have to daily put forth the effort in this pursuit of hope, looking for it. It's almost like a treasure hunt. You know, I'm seeking it. I'm looking. Where is it today? And it is a daily process, as we have already established. And then cultivate optimism. Before our caller jumped in, and I love that they did, and again, our lines are open, so maybe you have a thought and want to jump in, please don't hesitate to do so. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. And if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. And so when we're looking at cultivate optimism, when I'm cultivating optimism, it goes back to what our caller just stated, Lady Tabitha Coe just stated, that when you recognize that the journey is a process, and that daily I must put forth the effort, that brings us to cultivate optimism. See, if you continue to cultivate optimism daily, when you're hit with the big news headlines, when you're hit with the circumstances, because you've already been developing to grow the optimism, you now are not completely thrown off of your square. It doesn't mean that you won't be affected. But because you've already been cultivating, now when you need it the most, There is a seed that you've been already nurturing and watering and developing. It's now ready to blossom in that moment of when you need it. And so the question that I was asking before our interaction with our caller was this. I was asking the question, when your life presents you with lemons, what do you do with the lemons that life presents you with? Do you throw them away and say, oh, it's lemons, and you throw them away? Or do you make something special with those lemons? Because that is this process of cultivating optimism. What will you do with the lemons of life? And if your glass is half empty, guess what? You're going to throw them away. If your glass is half full, you may say, can I make me a cucumber mint lemonade? Can I make me a lemon loaf? Can I make me a lemon pie? Can I make me some lemon pepper chicken? I mean, whatever it is, you recognize that you take that ingredient that life has given you, and you do something with it. You work it. And that brings us back to that this whole journey is about working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live your dreams. But if you're weighed down and feeling hopeless, you don't have what you need in you to even think about your vision, your goals, and your dreams. And my heart is always that to be a beacon of light, to bring hope to any situation that you may be facing. And today my assignment is that I want to support you in being more equipped in how do I maintain a hopeful perspective? How do I maintain a hopeful perspective? And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I don't know about maintaining. I need the hope ignited. Okay, great. Wherever you are on the journey, guess what? Any of these areas that we're talking about, they definitely will support you. And so I want you to know that wherever you are, this is some good richness that you can benefit from right where you are. Because when we cultivate optimism, this cultivating optimism, now it enables me to make a shift. And when you understand that whatever you give your focus to, whatever your perspective is in any situation, that is what, in essence, you're giving life to. So if you see the glass is half empty, guess what? It truly is half empty. But if you recognize that, it's half full and there's an opportunity to take these lemons and do something with it, the lemons of life. But if you feel like it's half empty, you're going to throw the lemons away because you don't see any value in it. And so we want to make sure that we're shifting our perspective in whatever that situation may be that you're facing. Maybe it's on your job. Maybe it's the struggle at home. Maybe it's with how do I work my vision and how do I make this vision come to life? Maybe it's that you've stalled in your goals. You've kind of gotten to a place you feel like you're in a quicksand. Maybe your dreams right now, you feel like, how can I pursue my dreams? With all of what has been going on, with what we've been dealing with over the past 2+ years, and all of what has just been stated is valid, and it's real. It really is. And I don't want to minimize it, but this is what I want to share with you. And if you're listening in and you're a regular listener, you've heard me say this, that just because the sky may be falling for someone else doesn't mean that it has to fall for you. We can be empathetic and come from a place of empathy for what's happening, but it doesn't mean that your life has to be shattered and your life has to fall apart because of what may be happening. The struggle is, what is your perspective? What are you giving your focus to? if you are sitting, listening to, and looking at the news all day, guess what? That begins to take you into a downward spiral. And so I want to challenge you now that what we need to do is we need to make a shift, and that brings us to point number four. And point number four, and how do I make a shift? I have to walk in gratitude, the attitude of gratitude. I have to appreciate the journey that I'm on. As we heard our caller, Lady Tabitha Code, who interacted, said, you know, I appreciate the journey. I want you to stop right where you are. Pause for this moment and count your blessings. My mentor, Patty Hollingsworth, she has a beautiful song called Count Your Blessings, One by One. Don't forget all the good that I've done speaking of God. Don't you be discouraged. Don't you be dismayed. Remember my words. Remember my words. I'll always be there for you. Count your blessings. And so I want to challenge you right now in this moment to count your blessings. Take a pause point. Appreciate three things. Bring yourself to that place of gratitude. What is it that's around you? Look around you. There are things that you have to be grateful for. If you're in a beautiful home, guess what? You should be grateful. If you have a car, guess what? You should be grateful. I remember when I went to the Ukraine. Having a car in the region of where I was, that was for the elite. The elite. Something such as that, we take for granted here. Everybody has a car. May not be the car that you want, generally speaking. Yes, there are still people on the bus. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But the numbers are far greater for those that have transportation than those that don't. Whereas, in the region of the Ukraine, when I was there, if someone had a car, they were considered an elite status, a whole different level. So the majority of the people didn't have it. And if you had it, you were doing extremely well in the region. Most were dealing with public transportation. That was just common. Or they were walking to get from point A to point B. What is it that you have to be grateful for? Do you have a job in the midst of where many were furloughed and released and don't? Those are things to be grateful for. Are you healthy when many lost life because of the loss of health? Do you have peace of mind? I think of the hierarchies of success. Peace of mind is number one. If you have peace of mind, guess what? You should be grateful for that. Many have lost their peace, and they split off into schizophrenia. They've lost their peace because of not being able to handle the weight of the adversity, the circumstances, the issues, and the stuff. Do you have peace of mind? That should be on your list. I've given you how many now? You can come up with more. But I shared that because so often we get comfortable and relaxed in what we have and we take it for granted. But when we can allow ourselves to focus on those things around us that we have to be grateful for, that now in turn allows us to maintain a hopeful perspective because we're able to appreciate what we have. And all of those various layers of the things that we have around us. So make the decision, make the choice that you will pause and you will appreciate what you have. And allow that gratitude to be released from your lips, from your mouth, the sound of gratitude. It is so powerful because it makes you more hopeful. And right where you are, speak those items that you put on your short list in this moment of what you have to be grateful for. Speak them in the atmosphere. Release and appreciate those things that you have to be grateful for. So what have we talked about so far? Let's go back and track. We're looking at maintaining a hopeful perspective so that we're not weighed down with adversity, but we are free to fly and maintain a hopeful perspective. And so we said, number one, share your feelings. It's okay. Don't get stuck there. Don't linger there. But it's okay to express what you're truly feeling. Pursue hope. Look after hope. Chase after hope. Seek it out like a treasure hunt. Effort to find it. Cultivate optimism daily. Cultivate optimism daily. Because optimism deals with our point of view, our perspective. And when we can cultivate optimism, do you know that when we come from an optimistic place, that now allows us to see things from a different point of view? And that optimism, it does something on the inside of us. It gets us into this mode of our glass being half full. And so now I can see things from a different point of view, from a higher point of view, and enjoy knowing that, woo, my glass is half full. And it allows us to focus on our strengths, not our weaknesses, our strengths, not our weaknesses. It also challenges us to, kind of think about, life has given me these lemons, and what will I do with it? How will I pivot? How will I remix? How can I use this to continue to move forward? It gets us out of the mindset of limitation, and it allows us to get into that place of not limits, but what is possible? What is possible? Because the reality is that abundance is all around us. Even in the midst of the adversity and storms of life, abundance is all around us. It really is. I know sometimes it's hard to see it, but there is more than enough. There really is. We said walk in gratitude. Are you walking in gratitude? The next, number five, and I said that I had a half dozen for you today. Woo, and wow, time is flying by, this hour of power. I love it, empowerment. So number five that I have for you today, as we are looking at maintaining a hopeful perspective, number five is evaluate the possibilities and opportunities versus the limitations. I just said that it's not about the limits, but it's about seeing the abundance. I don't know who you are, where you are, but what I do know is right where you are, there's always possibility. Why do I say that? Einstein said it best, that in the midst of all adversity or opportunity, so right where you are, whatever you're dealing with, there are some opportunities in the midst of that. The challenge is being able to see it. And so I want to challenge you. A part of your journey work when we disconnect from today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, when we disconnect today, I want to challenge you to evaluate the possibilities that you have in the midst of your storms. Don't see the limit, but see the possibilities, the opportunities. Because in the midst of the adversity, there are opportunities. I think about those that leveraged the circumstances with COVID, people who had to make a pivot. Their industry closed, but they got into the PPE industry. And guess what? They're doing very well because they were able to pivot. So when we're talking about seeing the opportunities, it's how can you pivot away from the adversity that you're dealing with and yet still continue to progress forward? Because there's always an opportunity to move forward. Whew. Lastly, as our time is winding down, and I trust that you have gotten some great richness from Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, I want you to take the opportunity to allow yourself to get outside of you, to get outside of you. Do something random, a random act of kindness for someone else. Make a deposit into someone else. You know, I have a master's class with my mentors every Sunday, and last night we were talking about having a grateful heart and the little things that we can do. And one of our master's class members said that they encountered a homeless individual who did not have any shoes. And he said, I took off my shoes and gave it to him. And they were expensive shoes. But they didn't have on shoes. I had on shoes, and I have a lot of shoes. I took them off, gave them to him. I went home barefoot. I had a car to drive to get home. They're on foot. What act of kindness can you do? Because in giving that individual his shoes, it brought a smile to that person's face. That in turn warmed his heart, and he suddenly felt better about his journey. And what did that bring? That ray of sunshine in that moment of that exchange brought hope to his life, as he brought hope to someone else's life. So I don't know where you are on your journey, but I want to encourage you that right where you are, you don't have to stay there. You always have the capacity and the ability to make a shift. If you need support on your journey, know that I'm here for you with my full circle of empowerment to support you through one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my masterminds, my private masterminds, my personal and professional growth plan, whatever it is. If you're interested in my full circle of empowerment, I want to encourage you to text this number that I'm about to give you, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Text your name and full circle. One of the things that I'm doing throughout the month of March, because March is my birthday month, and so I want to give the gift of empowerment. If you join into a coaching partnership throughout the month of March, you qualify for one complimentary month of coaching on any of my coaching packages. So if you're interested in coaching, just simply text your name and coaching, and I will extend that offer to you. Again, it's amazing how quickly time flies. I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams. I want you to know that your dreams are worth the fight. Don't give up on them. Do whatever you need to do to allow your dreams to become a reality, for you to achieve them. Because the reality is this: you have been able to conceive them. It's been entrusted in you. And if you can conceive it, as Napoleon Hill would say, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it can also achieve. I want to encourage you that your dreams are achievable. You have to put forth the effort. You may need to get the right people on your team, but because you can conceive it, it is doable. This is Coach Adams. I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. I coach and you win. We'll be here next week for you. Same bat channel, as I often say, and same time. See you next week. Thank you for tuning in.